Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven and author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey loves, welcome to episode 50. Can you believe it? I'm so excited because when I first started this podcast, I genuinely had no idea that we would ever get to episode 50. And now this feels like the beginning. You know, it just feels like the beginning. We've got so much further, so many more places I want to go with this podcast, so many more things I want to explore. I feel like we're just diving a little bit beneath the surface and really exploring what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in this modern world. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about creativity, because when we are starting something new, when we are creating, often there is this feeling that we need to have it all figured out, that we need to know what we're doing, that we need to be perfect or good at it or great at it when we first start. And the truth is, it's just not possible to do that. The truth is, you can't dive from like no experience whatsoever to 10,000 hours just overnight. It doesn't work like that. What we get to do is we get to iterate and iterate. We get to have a go and come at it with curiosity and practice and play, and then refine and work out what we loved and what we didn't love and what worked as we expected it to do and what didn't. We get to mix different colours and try different things and, you know, put it all together and end up with something often completely different from what we anticipated, and that is creation. And ultimately, creation comes from desire and pleasure. And so many of us are trying to force creation, and we know that that doesn't work. You know, imagine for a moment attraction, right? Or human relationships. Ultimately, what we start with is desire. We start with desire and then pleasure. And then out of that, when two people come together, we end up in a situation of procreation, and another life or a being is created. But it's desire and then pleasure that leads to creation. And it's not just in humans, it's in all of life. But as human beings, that is how we create. It's how the natural world creates. You know, it's a sequence, right? So we start with desire and then pleasure and then creation. And so if we are stagnant, if we're stuck, if we're feeling stale and bored and like we're in a pattern where everything is always the same, or it doesn't feel good, or it doesn't feel juicy, then we won't create. We definitely won't innovate. There won't be something new born. The two things, creation and desire, or desire and creation, are intrinsically linked together. You cannot have one without the other. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more, because so many of the artists and creatives that I work with, actually what their gift is, actually what their zone of genius is underneath it all, is creation. And yet so many of us are abstaining from pleasure, or feel shame around desire, or aren't sure what it really is that we desire. And quite often it's because we aren't feeding ourselves the pleasure, or giving ourselves the rest, that pause, that distraction, that you know, when you're in someone's company, let's come back to the relationship, and you're in someone's company and you've just been with each other all day long for however long, and you've been telling each other the same stories. And I think there's a Pink song which I love about it, which is like, go away so that I can miss you, right? Because it's in the missing of the other person that the attraction is created, that desire is created, and then we can come back to pleasure. So I want you to think about your work, or the places where you are looking to create, to innovate, to create something new. And look, are you clear on what it is that you desire? Have you worked out how to access what your desire is? Have you worked out how to fuel that desire? Because ultimately, pleasure is the fuel that we need to run on. It's the gas, it's the thing that we burn. We burn pleasure in order to create. It's the calories, it's the energy, right? You actually need that energy in order to create. And so if you're looking at your life, what are you filling yourself up with? What's the quality of the energy that you are burning in order to create? Is it hustle? Is it forced? Is it junk food? Is it no sleep? Or is it, you know, really juicy taking care of yourself? Is it, you know, 8 hours sleep and organic food? Is it nutrition that is going to fuel you in a way that you know your body needs? Or is it toast and coffee? Yeah. So this is just my little note to you. I have really accessed my own creativity recently. I had a place where my business was feeling stagnant. It was getting stagnant, and I really came back into this place of understanding. It's okay, what do I desire? What am I getting pleasure from? How do I access that pleasure? How do I grow my business into new areas by looking at what it is that I really want and what lights me up, what makes me feel good? Because it's about our vibration. It's not necessarily about what we're actually doing. We can hustle sales and we can go around going, oh yeah, you want my thing, you want my thing. Or we can really take care of our own joy, be responsible for how we are spending our time, do things that light us up and put us in a vibration where other people are just attracted to us and they want more of what we have. So you may have seen that over the last month or so, I've been painting every day, and I'm not professing to be the most talented artist, but I am connecting with my own joy. And what's been beautiful to behold is everybody else connecting in with that as well. So my first kids book is going to be out really soon for you to pre-order. And it's a story about a space pirate girl called Nina Pearl, who is an intergalactic pirate and space warrior, or a space warrior and intergalactic pirate. Ultimately, I wanted to create a story and a picture book for my goddaughter and for my niece that had a character that I could relate to and that I felt proud to introduce them to. One that would go on adventures and one that would have fun and do the kinds of things that I imagine that they love to do. And every single pirate book and every single adventure story is still got a boy, and that is not okay with me, really. And so if we spot an area that is not okay with us, if we know what it is that we stand for, if we can get back into this place of accessing that emotion, and in this instance I desire for there to be a character that my little girls can relate to, can be inspired by, can imagine into, and have stories around. And so that's what I did. I told the story of Nina Pearl, and there are more where this comes from. There are actually five inside my brain. A couple are written down, and this first one is coming very soon for you to be able to access. And what I really wanted was to do a limited run just to see who is interested in it and whether we could get it out there and if there's enough interest, and if people want more, then I absolutely will. Because again, this is a lesson in business, right? It was creation and creativity for me, and for something that really, really lit me up. And it's been an absolute joy to sit with and paint and just explore into. And there's also an opportunity to turn it into a business idea or a product and see whether everybody else is interested in having this character who is, different, with her pink spiky hair and goes on adventures and travels the intergalactic space places and galaxies and universes that exist out of there, and she's playing with light code and all sorts of stuff. So it's really, really fun, and I'm really not attached to it being something for money, and I'm also really not attached to anything around it. Like, I'm just doing what lights me up, and I want to share that because that's my invitation for you, really, is to, if you've got your own business, like, is that business running you or are you running it? Is that business a vehicle for your own pleasure and success and the kind of lifestyle that you want to live? Or is it something you have to do that you feel obliged to get up and go to every single day? And I really want your work to be something that lights you up, that comes from a place of desire and pleasure and enables you to feel good. And at the same time, not every single thing in our business needs to do that for us, because ultimately it is a vehicle. It is a vehicle so that we can then be lit up. So there are some days where I get through the admin and I get through the more structural systems-based stuff that doesn't light me up so that I can go play, so that I can really go and enjoy the creation part, right? And so I want you, just if you have your own business or you're thinking about starting one, to access it from that point. Like, on the one hand, what are you doing that lights you up? And if it isn't in your business, then that's really okay too. What we're looking at is not necessarily putting everything in all our eggs in one basket. What we want is that we don't want to be in a place where our businesses is our everything, right? Where it's where you're getting your relationships, where it's where you're getting your validation and your worth and your sense of self and your identity and all of these things out of one area. We don't want that. We want to create diversity. So we want to create rich and wealthy, deep, exquisite relationships, friendships, all kinds of relationships, not just the romantic sort, so that we've got familial relationships, so that we've got relationships with women and with men and those that are our lovers and those that are our confidants and those that we do things with. Because the more that you can create a diversity, the more interesting and interested you become, the more unattached to one single thing delivering that you become, and the more able to enjoy all of the different parts of your life and give yourself diversity and give yourself space and the ability to rest. Yeah, so I wanted to just come in and share a little bit about that in this episode, right? So if you're looking to create a new product, or you're an artist painting pictures, or you're not sure how to market the thing that you do, whether it's a product or a service, rather than staring at a computer screen or a phone or a page and blankly wishing for inspiration to come to you, why don't you go outside and look for it? Why don't you go and do the thing that you love, whether that's walking in the woods or going for a swim or hanging out with a friend or journaling or painting or singing or dancing or cooking, whatever it is that lights you up and brings you back into your soul fire. That is what I'm talking about. And I would love for you to come into my Facebook group, the Misfit to Maven Mastermind, or come join me on Instagram, either at Ebony Allard or at Adulting with Ebony, and share with me, what are the things that you've learned about creation? What are the things that you've learned about desire and pleasure and how they linked to creation? I'd love to hear about these. I'd love to hear your stories. And if you're feeling stuck and you want an idea on how to reconnect and how to share what it is that you do or how to find your inspiration, then my advice or invitation for you is to dive back into what lit you up when the last time you had some time off. Like, what do you do for fun? And I tell you, for so many years when people used to say to me, what do you do for fun? And I'd be like, oh, work. Doesn't count, by the way. Like, if you don't know what you do for fun, if you can't remember what you do just for fun, right? Just for fun, with no purpose, with no point, without it being useful, then this is an opportunity to go and explore that. Yeah? What do you do just for fun? Because it's in those moments of just for fun that you're going to reignite your desire, your pleasure, and your creativity. So I'm going to leave it at that this week, a short, sweet episode, literally about desire, pleasure, and creativity and creation. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this and how these things link together in your world, and whether there was something new for you here, come share in the Facebook group. We'd love to have you. It's a really awesome Facebook group where we are a community, where it's not really about selling, although you are absolutely allowed to talk about what it is that you do for who and how. More importantly than that, it's a place for misfits to unite. It's a place for rebels, and rebels in this instance are people who really are kick-ass and kind, who are looking to be their best selves in this modern world, who are people who love to create and love to problem solve and show up as the best versions of themselves, and who are into inclusion and creating a space for everyone where everyone feels like they belong. That's what this Facebook group is, and I would love to see you come and join in and be a part of that community, whether you are a business owner or not, whether or not you have a desire to work for yourself, or whether you're really quite happy in a job. If this resonates with you, if the Adulting with Ebony vibe resonates with you, then come join the Facebook group, because we all need a place to mastermind. We all need a place to come together. And really, it is very much about competition, community over competition, and participation over perfection. And so if you're someone who would like to leave that edge of cattiness and competition and leave the stifling claustrophobia of perfection behind, then this is a place for you to come join us, and we would absolutely love to have you. So yeah, Misfit to Maven Mastermind, or the Misfit Mastermind, and you can come find us on Facebook, but I'll also obviously stick the link to the Facebook group in the show notes. And yeah, would be great to have a conversation about creativity, creation, desire and pleasure. Thank you so much for listening with me for 50 episodes. I'm absolutely delighted, and if there is someone that you would like me to have a conversation with, if there's a particular topic that you would like for us to talk about or for me to have a little solo rant on, then please get in touch, because this podcast is for you, you know. And on that note, the last time we ran a competition to get people in to do some coaching with me for the podcast, we had a couple of people and it was, yeah, the recording wasn't great. And so I'm opening it back up. If you would like to have a free coaching session with me, then I would love for you to come be on the podcast. It will be a first come, first serve, but you just never know, right? So we'll put out a couple of posts after this. We'll run them probably for a week. If you're listening to this later, it's always worth getting in touch. If you are a creative, if you are a misfit, if you would like to feel like you've got your shit together, if you'd like to be more kind of on it, and you have something kind of small that we can do in one session that you want to talk about, get in touch, because I would love to do a few more coaching sessions. I'm often asked about these, and maybe you want to dive into one of the adulting topics. Maybe you want to talk about money or relationships or sex or boundaries or communication or running your own business or being a kick-ass and kind adult in some other way, then please do let me know, and we'll figure out whether or not there are any spaces left. And yeah, I'd love to interview 5 more people. So get in touch and we'll see where you are. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed these 50 episodes or the ones that you've listened to, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends, anyone that would enjoy it. I would love to reach more people and to help them be kick-ass and kind adults. Thank you. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.